Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pharma, Greed, Lies, and the Poisoning of America by Gerald Posner. Read by Jacques Roy. To Tricia, my muse and eternal love, all things are possible only with you. Preface. James Phelan, a legendary reporter, gave me the idea for a book about the pharmaceutical industry over 20 years ago. In the 1990s, Phelan, an old-fashioned shoe-leather reporter, and I shared the same book editor, Robert Loomis. Phelan had a deserved reputation for cracking big cases. The New York Times had dubbed him one of the country's finest investigative journalists. Unmasking Clifford Irving's autobiography of Howard Hughes as a hoax was his biggest scoop. I had met Phelan while researching Case Closed, my reinvestigation of the JFK assassination. In the late 1960s, his groundbreaking reporting exposed that New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison had falsified evidence in his criminal probe of whether there was a Big Easy conspiracy link to the assassination. In the summer of 1997, I called him for some advice on my examination of the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination. We also talked about the state of investigative journalism. Phelan, not someone I knew to indulge in nostalgia, reminisced that he thought it had changed mostly for the worse. The trend toward ever shorter deadlines made it tougher, he thought, to undertake long-term investigations. Even good reporters might return after a few months without a breakthrough. He cited examples from his own reporting, including one when military investigators had coerced a fake murder confession from an Air Force officer, and another in which a California chiropractor had fleeced millions from patients with a bogus cure. There was no certainty when he got those assignments that he would crack the story. The tips and strands of evidence that initially caught his attention might have turned into dead ends. That's a risk that most magazine and newspaper editors no longer want to take, he said. You can at least still do it in books. There you have the time and space to get to the bottom of a good story. He did not hesitate when I asked what subject he still considered challenging for a book. The pharmaceutical business. It's like throwing a dart at a storyboard. Phelan said he was too old at 85 to undertake such a large project. He did not tell me he was also too sick. A few months later, I learned...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?